Hello, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio's Find Yourself, Live Your Dreams, and Be Happy show. I'm your host, Yvonne Brown, coming to you live from Chicago, Illinois, as I usually do every second Saturday of the month at 2 p.m. Central Time. Since I was sick last week, though, our guest was gracious enough to agree to do the interview today. Find Yourself, Live Your Dreams, and Be Happy is an interactive live internet talk radio show that focuses on how to take advantage of the opportunities that life sends your way. The program explores obstacles overcome by ordinary people with extraordinary results and what inspires or motivates them to take positive actions that make their dreams a reality. And I know a little about that myself, as I've had 10 careers. My first career after arriving in the United States from Jamaica was as a fashion model. Then I was a singer on the MCA label, a corporate consultant for Accenture, and today I'm a professional speaker and trainer, an author of 5 books and 3 blogs, certified professional coach, leadership and confidence coach for Forbes Coaches Council, certified John Maxwell coach, and radio show host. Let's set the tone for today's show. Bruce Lee said, "Ever since I was a child, I have had this instinctive urge for expansion and growth. To me, the function and duty of a quality human being is the sincere and honest development of one's potential." And today's guest, Sensei Raz Chan, said, "I don't build world champions. I build life champions."
Today's show is brought to you by JAD Communications International. They specialize in personal development, coaching, and training. JAD Communications focuses on improving communications, managing people and expectations, increasing interpersonal skills, promoting respectful communications, and conflict resolution. Visit them online at www.jadcommunications.com and use the contact page to request more information.
We have a fantastic show for you today. Joining us later will be Raz Chan, who will be taking your calls and questions. So be sure to call us at 646-381-4198. And by the way, if you are listening online and you decide to give us a call, please mute your computer first. Our show today is titled Developing a Black Belt Mindset for Daily Success. Martial arts legends like Bruce Lee and Chuck Norris have been a part of pop culture since the 70s. We all enjoy a good action-packed martial arts movie, admiring the speed, power, and confidence of the practitioner. But martial arts is not all about the physical. It has a long-standing tradition of transforming lives through training the mind, character, and spirit. Applying the principles from the martial arts mindset can skyrocket your focus, confidence, and discipline. These attributes can be used to create more wealth in your career or business, happiness in your relationship with others, and improve your mental clarity. Let me tell you a little bit about Raz Chan, our guest today. He is the author of the forthcoming book, The Human Excellence Project, Lessons Even Awesome Parents Never Teach. I love that title. Most recently, he was honored with a Quillie Award from the National Academy of best-selling authors for co-authoring Power Principles for Success with the legendary Brian Tracy. A frequent speaker at business events and companies, he has been featured in the New York Times, CTV, Vancouver Magazine, Canada's Women's Fashion Magazine, Canada's Fight Network, and Grace C. Mag. Raz specializes in helping businesses and individuals achieve human excellence through promoting goal setting, focus, discipline, and healthy living. From his humble beginning, he brings his wealth of real-world experience from the competitive world of martial arts and the health and wellness business. The aim of the book is to help promote stepping out of one's comfort zone to becoming the best version of themselves through acquisition of new skills and healthy living. A portion of the proceeds from the book will go towards supporting after-school programs for disadvantaged children. And you can learn more about him at www.razchan.com. And that's razchan.com. Let's find out how you can incorporate these ancient Eastern philosophies to build human excellence. Welcome to the show, Raz.
Thank you, Yvonne, for having me.
I'm wondering, what is your expertise in human excellence all about?
Well, it's about just knowing where you're going and setting your goals and really stepping out of your comfort zone, because a lot of people, especially, and I compare this to my experience in the dojo as a first entering the martial arts at a very young age, when my father first put me into the martial arts. And I remember the day that I was so excited for entering the class. And at the time, during the 70s, there wasn't any children's classes. So he brought me into the class, and I was one child amongst adults. They were all towering over me. And I remember feeling really, really uncomfortable that first day. And I went home and decided I wasn't going to go back. And my father came to me the next day and said, "Well, get your uniform. You're going to head to class today." And I said, "Dad, I'm not going." And he said, "Why aren't you going?" And I said, "I just don't want to go anymore." And the look of disappointment on my father's face, I'll never forget that. That was back in 1974. And I quit because I let fear rule me. And it wasn't until many, many years later that I stepped back into the dojo again to get my black belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. And a lesson I learned from that was, it wasn't so much the money that my father wasted that day, but the fact that I gave up so easily. And I'll never forget that lesson, because he was able to use that experience as a martial artist to help him overcome a lot of challenges, including a business failure where he failed on a number of businesses till he finally hit the right one. And those were the lessons that he instilled with me, was to first step out of your fear and don't be afraid to try new things.
Absolutely. What are some ways that I can achieve human excellence in my daily life?
Well, first of all, I always recommend getting up early, because my father always got up early at 5 a.m. in the morning. And I always used to wonder, how does he do that? Because when we were going through a difficult time in our lives and he didn't have a penny to his name, he would get up early in the morning, 5 o'clock every day, and he would tend to the business. But at nighttime, to fund the business and to help us cover the living expenses, he would go to work at a local Kentucky Fried Chicken as a delivery driver to work till 2 o'clock in the morning. Then he'll come home and sleep for a few hours. And he did this for many, many, many years. And I didn't quite understand it, but when I observed in the morning a few times that I didn't happen to get up as a kid to watch him, he would have his morning routine. And what he would do is he would go to a parking lot at an empty Kmart store, and he would practice Tai Chi and just subtle movements. And I realized now that what he was doing was concentrating and trying to clear his mind to focus for the day. And he always had a really, really good, nutritious breakfast in the morning, but he cleared his mind, a nutritious breakfast, and he always had energy throughout the day. And he always, always was striving to learn something new every day and meet somebody new that could help him in his business and achieve success. So those are probably the two main things I learned from him, was to wake up early, to have a proper breakfast to be energized, and also to learn from different people and never stop learning. He's still learning to this day, and he's still 74 years old and always constantly updating, knowing what to, all the ins and outs about the business he's in.
That's excellent. That's wonderful. And, you know, that's part of keeping your mind and body active, right? I mean, it has nothing to do with age. It has to do with self-care, self-love.
Yes, very much so.
What are some of the things that I can do to achieve human excellence at my job, in my work?
Yes. That's a very interesting one, because in my experience, I believe that if there's something you are very, very passionate about in your job, ask your boss to give you more of those tasks, because that's where your heart lies. And I always truly believe that to become the best in something, you've got to really, really be passionate about it. Because I spent years, because I grew up in a very tough household. My parents, you either became a doctor, lawyer, or accountant, or you're a nobody. So I didn't really have that many options when I went off to university. So I chose accounting, and I spent 12 years in the corporate industry as an accountant, and I was miserable. And I wasn't very good at it because I didn't really enjoy it. I was miserable when I came to work. And it took me many, many years later to finally realize that I was just heading down the wrong direction. I was trying to please my parents. And where my heart really lied was helping people in the health industry through health and fitness and so forth and through the martial arts. And, of course, I became very good at it. But I always believe that you have to be passionate about what you do. And secondly, organize your day as well, because we wake up in the morning, and a lot of times, as I was saying, people should wake up early because it gives you time to gain mental clarity. And I find so many people now, they wake up when the alarm rings, they jump out of bed, and they rush out of the house, they go through traffic, and they're stressed, and they don't have anything organized the night before. So having your day planned out, having everything organized, and focusing on the right task as well, because so many of us say we're busy all the time. We're busy, busy. We don't have any time. But they never seem to make any headway on the tasks they do because they're focusing on little things that are not getting them where they want to go. So you want to concentrate on – I like to concentrate on what they call life impact activities, something that's going to get me where I want to go and it's going to benefit me for the rest of my life. For example, exercise is one of them. Healthy eating, establishing great relationships, perhaps making sales call because that's going to benefit your business or whatever profession you're in. Taking a course because that's going to provide you personal growth. So things like that are really, really key to becoming former in your job.
I absolutely agree. In fact, you know, I just got certified as a John Maxwell certified coach. And I did it, although I already had coaching certification, I did it just for personal development, for the immersion and the experience, to have my mind be stretched a different way, to just for one block of days, just focus on only myself and getting better at my craft, you know, and it was not inexpensive, but I'm really glad I did it because what I received out of it from personal development is, you know, it's like, I forget who said it, but someone says, if you pour your money into your brain, it's a really good investment in personal development. It's a really good investment, and no one can take it away from you. So I'm all about everything that you just said. But I know the audience would like to know how this information can be of benefit to your existing business and health, and how it can help you achieve your biggest goals.
Yeah, well, just to backtrack to your story there about John Maxwell, it's quite an interesting point that you brought up because so many people, when they get to the pinnacle of their career, for example, you're a well-known speaker and so forth, they feel that they don't have to improve themselves anymore. But you went out of your way to go out to John Maxwell to learn something new. And I always find that it's fascinating every day because you can learn so much from someone else that you thought you knew, but you didn't. And the martial arts is a lifelong process. And it doesn't stop when you become a master in martial arts. You keep on continuing and it doesn't stop. So I just want to bring that up. But as far as how to put these to your, to benefit your business and so forth. Well, what it does is it helps you with your focus and also helps you with your resilience. So, for example, if you're going through a difficult time, in your business, a challenging time, practicing these concepts will allow you to sit back and reflect and come up with more a solution-oriented mindset rather than to just throw your hands up in the air in frustration and to get tunnel vision and only see it one way. And that's how I felt that it's helped me in my life and my business, and also helped my father as well, because when you don't have money and you have four kids to support, it gets a little bit stressful and you don't know where the next paycheck's coming from. But you know, people have to understand that successful people don't just start off successful. They go through all these peaks and valleys and these challenges. And by practicing these concepts, you're able to develop a mindset that's going to help you push forward despite obstacles and despite challenges.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I have a lot of tasks to complete every day, though. So, and I know we all do, because society today, everybody's plate is very, very full. So how would I know which ones to work on first?
Yes. What I like to do is I like to put together three tasks in the morning. And those are the ones that are going to give me the biggest benefits. So what I would do the night before is I would review my goals. What are my goals for the next month, the year, and so forth? And I lay out the three things that I need to do the following day to move me closer to those goals. So when I wake up in the morning, the first three tasks I'm going to do after I have my breakfast and after I do my meditation and so forth is those three impact activities. Why? Because in the morning, when we're energized, after we get up, that is when we are the most productive. And the science shows, because we only have so much willpower per day, despite what a lot of people say, because a lot of people think that, I'll just will myself through a 12-hour day. Well, you're not really productive at the end of the day, because it's like a muscle. And the more you work at it throughout the day, the more fatigued it's going to become. So you focus on those three tasks. And, for example, if it's writing a book, that's the first thing you would do in the morning, is you're going to spend an hour writing your book. And then you're going to take about 5 minutes, because you're going to need some time to just recharge the batteries. So during that 5 minutes, you could just stretch. Don't check any social media. And then come back to your task for another hour and work on that. And then after that, you're going to take a half an hour, 30-minute rejuvenation break. So during that time, you could either listen to soft music, you can do some meditation, you could do some stretching, and then you're going to go to the next task, the next important task, and you're going to work on that one and do 1 hour of working on that task, a 5-minute break, and then work on it for another hour. Then you're going to take another 30-minute rejuvenation break, and then you're going to proceed to the third one, and you're going to repeat the same cycle again. And that is the way I like to do my schedule, and I found it very, very helpful for me, because it gives me energy to complete the tasks that I want, the most important ones. And as far as emails go, we're always trying to check emails. We're flooded with meetings and so forth. I set up a time to answer emails, and that is 12 o'clock noon, and then 3 o'clock, and then maybe 7 o'clock at nighttime, and I don't check any more after that. As far as meetings go, I set up one time for meeting, 3 o'clock. And then I do all those meetings there, because then people know that that's the time they're going to meet with me, that they're not going to call me during the day and try to set up a meeting for 12 o'clock or so forth. That way, it's my day does not get interrupted. I don't get interruptions during the tasks that I'm trying to complete in the morning, the most important ones. And so, and it's by doing that, it's also a lot less stress as well.
Yes. Yes. You know, I kind of have a routine like that myself, not quite, but, but I do start the day by just kind of laying there in bed for a moment, savoring the moment. And then I have 15 minutes meditation to calm my mind, and I do different kinds of a different kind of meditation every day. And maybe I'm focusing on my health, or I'm focusing on just general well-being for the day. I practice mindfulness, and then I also, just like you, I do create a list the night before. I have a book. Well, I always have books of are the objectives that I'm currently working on, and I check them off. And whatever is not checked off, I will carry it over. And when the book is full, I get another new book. And so I can even go back through the years and look at objectives I had set for myself. And sometimes I get a big kick out of the fact that I've achieved it. I also have a gratitude list, and I'll put things on the gratitude list every day or every week, if possible, of what am I grateful for that happened in my life this day, this week, whenever, to make sure I do it while it's still fresh in my mind. And I have that on my computer by the year, so I can go back over the years and on my gratitude list and see all the wonderful things that have happened. I actually recommend that people do that, because when things become overwhelming, if you have a gratitude list and if you have something like that to remind you of all the good things, it snaps you out of the doldrums, if you will, so that you realize it'll be okay. And also it helps to smoothly enter the day, so that you're just not running and being tossed to and fro by whatever life in the world is throwing at you, because you have a plan for the day. I do the same thing.
Yes. Well, it's funny you mentioned it, because I forgot to mention the gratitude list, and yeah, that's a very important to have a journal, because you know, when things aren't going well, you can look back on the small successes, and it's not only just the big successes that you write down all the just the little things, maybe meeting someone, making a new friend that you never thought that you you'll meet, and when you look back at those things, and you, maybe the year hasn't gone quite as the way you want it to, but you look back at those small successes and say, you know what, I really did achieve something. I know for myself, I have my I put my championship medals on my wall, and it's not because it's to boost my ego. It's because when it's a sunny day outside, and I want to go outside instead of focusing on my book or working, those medals, and I say to myself, well, this is the reason why I do this, and this is what it took to get those medals. So, you know, for my business, I'm going to do the same thing. It is sometimes you have to sacrifice and do things that you really don't want to do, especially when it's sunny out or you get friends calling you that want to go out for a coffee or something like that. So it's different people have different ways. I guess they have their own little rituals to motivate them to become better human beings.
I'm chuckling about what you just said, because I have all of my degrees and certifications up on the wall in my office, and I have it there for the exact same reason. It's not to go, oh, look at me, what all I have, but it's, you know, I look at it and I remember the journey it took to get there. You know, I was one of the first people in my family to get a college education, and all of the succeeding certifications that I have gone through and so on. If they're in a drawer, I think you tend to forget them. And when they're on the wall, it helps you to go, I could probably do another personal best if I spent an hour on the wall. You know? So we're kind of alike in a lot of ways. What's the difference between the average and world class performer? What do you think?
Oh, for sure, definitely the commitment to excellence, and also to the constant learning. You never stop. And I just to take it from a martial arts context, the best black belts. Okay, there's two black belts. There's what they call black belt, And then there is the real high level black belts. And the, what I find the difference between the mediocre black belts is they get to the black belt level and they stop. Maybe they don't come in as much anymore to train. They're not going out to seminars to learn new techniques because some of them think they know it all already. There's no need to go on. Whereas the top level ones, they're always going to seminars. They have a really open mind. Maybe a student will ask them a question, and you don't have to always know everything. So if I don't know something, I'll just say, you know what, I really don't know, but I'll find out. And you go research and network with other black belts around the world to find out the latest techniques, the latest training, the latest nutrition, the latest. They're always looking for an edge. Whereas the mediocre black belts, they're done and that's it. And you can apply that to regular day people who don't train in martial arts, but maybe in the field of play, maybe as a executive or whether you're in human resources. I can't remember the book, but they say that a person can probably learn their job within 1 year. And then most people don't really do anything to improve themselves. They just do enough to not get fired from their job. And I think that's sad because we have all this time on this earth. You might as well just maximize your potential and learn all you can. And even outside of your field, to just grow your mind. And I think it's a wonderful thing when you learn and acquire new skills and learn from different people.
I absolutely agree. And I can tell you, I've met those people. I once had someone at an event, and she was learning something new, and she turned to me and she said, I don't want to learn anything new. I am done. I don't want to learn another new thing. I just want to finish my job, retire, and I'm done. And I just kind of looked at her and I thought, I think you are done, because the brain doesn't like that. The brain will just get stuck because you have not given it a workout. You know, it's important for you to keep learning and growing. And I've been told recently that lifelong learning is now a dirty word, a term that nobody wants to hear. They're sick of hearing it. And I think that that's really too bad, because lifelong learning is how you help to build those new synaptic connections in the mind, so that regardless of age, you continue to bloom and blossom and grow and stay healthy. I mean, the brain's the machine that's running the whole body. And if you're not feeding it some stuff now and then, you know, you're hurting your own self, I think.
Yeah, and you have to look at a brain as almost like a grassy field. If you have a negative mindset and all you always think about is, I don't want to learn, that's it. What the brain has done is if you have a grassy field, it's like putting down tracks. You're walking through a grassy field and then you lay down a track. And if you expand your brain and continue to learn new things, then it lays down more paths in this grassy field. But if you don't, you stop, you've got all these negative tracks that you laid out, and it becomes a habit now for the rest of your life. I think that's sad to go that route, because I find something fascinating every day in the people I meet. And there's always a saying in martial arts, what does a black belt mean? It means a person that didn't give up as a white belt, but he's always got a white belt mentality. So you're always learning all the time. You maybe wear the black belt now, but you always be open.
Yeah, I like that. How hard is it to reach that level of world-class performance, do you think?
Well, I think Malcolm Gladwell, he said 10,000 hours. That's the frame that he gave to become an expert in a field.
Yeah.
Now, there's some debate about that, but, you know, I think it's pretty reasonable. Yeah.
I'm a big Malcolm Gladwell fan. I read a lot, and he's one of my favorites. And I hadn't heard that disagreement with the 10,000 hours. So that's interesting.
Yeah, I read somewhere on a blog that there's some disagreement, but I can tell you one thing to get my black belt, I probably went through more than 10,000 hours, and it put me at a really high level. I wouldn't say that it put me at the top world class level, because I've always come second place. I haven't won the whole thing yet, but I've done fairly well with it. But yeah, it's a good, I think it's a very good number for most people to strive for. Mm-hmm.
I agree. What if I constantly have distractions, kids, career, all that kind of good stuff, then what?
Sorry, I didn't if you have distractions and career and so forth. Oh, people are always making excuses, and but they always have time to watch TV. They always have time to text. They always have time to sit on Facebook. They don't have time for, let's say, exercise. They don't have time to sit down for 30 minutes and read a book or learn something new. And what is 30 minutes of your day? That's the part of waking up in the morning as well. I always spend 30 minutes, at least 30 minutes, reading something brand new to stretch my brain, to learn something new. And you can always fit this in. And if you can, if you don't like reading, there's actually a little app now called Blink, which basically takes books and they summarize them. So you could basically read a book, 30 books in an hour if you want. So there's no excuse for it. And I never buy that, because as a health and wellness professional, being in this industry for a long time, I get tons of excuses from people saying, I was really busy and I really couldn't come in to exercise for 30 minutes or an hour. Well, how does one like Oprah, who runs multiple businesses, able to, they have the same amount of times we do, but she's able to manage all these businesses and all these demands. And most of us have just one job and they still can't manage that.
Yeah. I'm with you 100%. In fact, I read a lot. And when I don't have the time to read, I read a book by using Audible. I buy the Audible version of the book. And I have found, when I buy a book at Amazon, I don't know if people are already aware of this, but when I buy a book at Amazon and it makes me the offer of, do I want to add a couple of dollars and make it an Audible book? When I stop reading the book and let's say I begin listening to the book, right, the app turns the pages so that when I go back into the book, it's at wherever the audio left off. And if there's something in the book that I want, when I'm listening to the audio that I want to capture, I can pause the Audible version of the book, the audio version. Go into the Kindle app. It'll be right at that page. I can highlight whatever that thing is that I wanted to remember because it was important to me at the time. And I don't know if you know this either, but Kindle saves all of your highlights in a file at a URL. So every highlight from every book that I've ever read that I really love, I can go to that link, find the book, and find what I highlighted and be able to use that. So you can listen to it, read it, share it, any number of things. You don't have to be holding the book in your hand to learn anymore. Mm. Oh, and another thing for people who claim I'm distracted, I don't know if you're aware of this either, but there's a place on the web called Udemy.com. And at Udemy, you can actually buy a course for about $10.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And for $10, yeah. you can learn anything you want.
Yeah, it's very inexpensive.
It's inexpensive. What it takes is what you said. It takes commitment.
Yeah.
Just like it takes commitment to get the black belt. It takes commitment to stay focused. It takes commitment to have a plan for your day. It takes commitment to say, I start my day by meditating. So it's the same thing with this act, right? You have to just make a commitment to it and you'll find the time. Can we talk about other types of products like seminars, online classes, audio books? You know, what do you recommend? Let's talk about that.
You mean my courses or courses that I recommendations that I've books that I've read in the years?
Well, your courses and courses you recommend. Why not?
Okay. Yeah. Well, I really like there's actually one key course that I really helped me along my journey, and it's a very a course that not a lot of people know about. He's actually his name is Dr. Robert Anthony, and he was actually the person responsible for the movie The Secret. But he's kind of a recluse. They don't know he doesn't publicize himself too much. But I found out about his audios way back, and they were made in the '80s. And it's called The Law of Deliberate Creation. And that particular audio, I always, The Law of Deliberate Creation by Dr. Robert Anthony. And that particular audio series has changed my life. And I still listen to it to this day. And you were mentioning about audiobooks and so forth. A lot of people, they associate with learning something new with a little bit of pain, I guess. It's going to take too much work. What I suggest also is when you're driving to work, you're spending so much time in traffic anyway, why not take this audio book, audio course, and just play it on the way to work? Listen to it.
That's exactly what I do.
And you know, that's a way to educate yourself. And I find that's what I like to do in my free time. Anytime I'm in the car, listen to it, because the messages will eventually stick. And yeah, this book with audio is phenomenal. So I highly recommend it for anybody that's actually starting out and they've never delved into personal development, or they're doing something for the first time, because it's really going to change your mindset and how you look at struggle, how you look at challenges, and how you handle the negativity around you, and learning how to step out of the comfort zone. The other one I really like is, Jack Canfield. I really love his Success Principles. I think that book is phenomenal as well, and I'll really help a lot of people. As far as my products go, I'm developing something for Qigong, and Qigong is what they call, some people refer to as moving meditation. It's used by Chinese for many centuries, and especially martial artists, to cultivate their energy, to make them stronger. And it can be, the beautiful thing about Qigong is it can be done by people of all ages. It's very low impact, but it's also very, helps the mind clear as well. So developing some programs for that, in addition to my book that you can get on Amazon as well. And, of course, I'm running workshops and so forth on Qigong and how it can help relieve people who are facing times of stress and anxiety.
Okay. Thank you. I never heard of that Law of Deliberate Creation, but I'll have to look for that and get a copy of it. How do we get rid of all this distractions in life? I know it's a really big question, but how do we do that?
Yeah. Well, first of all, make sure that you set up a schedule that you're going to, that you adhere to. For example, the people who you're going to meet, right? And because there, a lot of people, you and I run our own businesses, so we can actually set our own meeting schedule and so forth. But for someone, for most of the people who are working in corporations for a company, they're saying, well, how can I minimize my distractions? Because people already, because my wife asked me the other day, well, you know, hon, people are coming in and out of my office all the time, and I close the door and they're still coming in and out of my office. And I said, you know what? Set up your meeting time for 3 o'clock. And that way the employees know that that is a time they're going to meet with you. And eventually they're going to understand that they're not going to bother you. They're not going to come and knock on your door for little things that aren't important. And then once you schedule all your meetings for 3 o'clock, they'll know to come at that time. And I recommended that to her, and it's caused her to have less stress and to be more happier at work and get more things done. The other thing I recommend is to stop watching the news all the time, because it's a lot of it's sensationalism, and it puts you in a negative mind frame as well. And also to limit your social media, because so many times I see so many people spending their time on Facebook reading news feeds of their friends. And it's a big time waster, because it's not really contributing to your success. And I look at those, I categorize those activities as low-level activities, something that's not going to benefit you at all. And I cut as many of those out as possible. And, of course, I have my high-impact activities, like I mentioned, the exercise, sales calls, generating leads, all those things, having great relationships, and also to cultivate great relationships. Take an inventory of the people around you. Who are your friends? What are they contributing to your life? Are they bringing you down, or do they have something to contribute meaningful to your life? I surround myself with people from all industries, but they're all people who are going forward, going somewhere in their life, and it's not necessarily a bad thing. Because if I need something, let's say I'm buying a house, I call up a friend who's a real estate mogul, and he knows it, all the ins and outs about it. So it's always good to hang around people who are aligned with their goals, because they want to, you know, you want to go out somewhere with them. They understand if you're busy and so forth. But some of the other people that are not aligned with your goals, they can pull you away from where you want to go. So exercise, for instance, I have some clients that miss class or miss a session with me, and I'll ask them where they are, and they say, well, you know, my friend decided to call me up and wanted to go for cheesecake instead. Right? I said, well, you know, just your friend, why don't you bring your friend? Oh, my friend doesn't want to work out. Well, you know, it's more important that you take care of your own health first before you go out with your friend and have cheesecake. You can do that, you know, later on. But it's about setting your priorities, right?
It is about setting your priorities. And I will tell you, although I am on Facebook every day, I have started shutting it down for the majority of the day. And there's a couple of reasons for that, to your point. One is it is very distracting and it causes a lack of focus. One of the things we've been talking about here earlier is how important it is to have focus in your life, to have focus in your day, right? And Facebook is excellent at distractions and lack of focus. So even if you used to have it, if you spend a lot of time there, you will lose that skill. And the second thing is it tends to be a field of negativity. It's as though it has become a place to pour all the negativity possible. So you can be in a great mood and get to that place called Facebook, and by the time in 10 minutes, you're in the mire of negativity and misery. So I tend to just turn it off completely and hop on and hop off. Like, say something, because I'm speaking with other people in my line of work who also do seminars worldwide. And my children and family and friends, and try not to hang out there too long because it's a distraction. Also, it is part of what I call the time thief. And so I call it the time thief because you think you're going to be there for a moment, and 20 minutes or half an hour has gone by. So you have to keep in mind it's a time thief. I'm just going to either just do this for a moment and get back to what I was working on, or it'll just suck your day right out of your life without you realizing it. And then you'll go, I didn't come because I didn't have time. You know, I don't have time to do this or that. But as to your point earlier, but you have time to visit Facebook and hang out there all day. So and it's a mind thing, by the way, Roz. I hope you realize that. That's why people hold their phones and walk into buildings, okay? Because the brain is hooked by these devices, and so you have to now take back control and manage yourself, because the way the brain works is it'll just attach itself to the thing. That's why it's better to just leave it in the house and go for a walk or something like that.
Yes.
Not even have it around, because it also is causes a lack of focus. And if you're not focused, you're not going to be productive, and you're not going to get what you want out of life and make those goals that you set for yourself.
Exactly. And I want to add there that it's also a drain on your mental power as well, because as I was saying earlier, you only have so much willpower per day. So you just have to think of your brain as like a little battery. So each time you get a piece of negative information, it takes the energy level, the battery, down a little bit. So you spend an hour on there. Now you have less mental capacity, less willpower to complete the most important tasks.
Yeah. Absolutely. And by the way, I don't watch the news either. I actually don't, because of that very same thing. It's draining and it's negative. So let's talk about something wonderful. What are the keys to human excellence?
The key to human excellence is, number one, know where you're going. Number two, find awesome mentors. Because people who are successful, they always willing to help you. And also, they also lay a foundation and a little bit of historical record to follow in their footsteps. And I know for myself, I wouldn't get to where I am, and also my father, without key people in our lives to help us show us the way. I think too many times we try to do things for ourselves, or we feel that we cannot ask a mentor for advice because we feel that that they're too busy for us, that they will never have time for us. But everybody that's highly successful, they've always been very giving of their time, as long as you don't waste their time. And I can't say enough about having a key mentor, because I definitely think martial arts, I would never get to where the level I'm at without the teachers in my life, that because they were very world-class teachers. So look around to the mentors, but make sure that the mentors are actually proven to have a proven track record.
Okay. So know where you're going, get some great mentors. Anything else?
Yes. Step out of your comfort zone. Yeah, drop the fear, and yes, always looking to strive to do something, new, and don't let fear hold you back. Don't worry about what other people are going to say about you, what other people think. Develop your self-awareness, understand your weaknesses. Where are you weak? Where can I improve on? And I ask myself this all the time, instead of having this inner talk about I'm not good, I'll never be good at this, sit down and have an honest conversation with yourself. Ask yourself, okay, what do I need in my life to get to this person who I aspire to be? So I look to people that are usually 5 years ahead of me, and I ask myself, what do I need to get to their level? What skills do I need to acquire? What resources do I need to read? What courses do I have to take? Maybe I might even fire them an email asking them, hey, I'm at this point in my career, and I was just wondering if you can provide me some advice and some materials on how I can get to this level. And stay focused and disciplined.
Yes. Oh, and stay focused and disciplined. Yes. Those all seem so simple and easy, but if they were, everybody would do them, right?
Exactly. That's why you need to write down your goals, and you need to know, review your goals daily and know where you're going, and have and post them somewhere where you can see them. Because then every day when you look at these goals, you can make adjustments. You can pivot if you need to make changes. But if you don't have a compass and I put you in the middle of the forest, and you don't know where you're going. And I'm telling you, Yvonne, meet me in Chicago, but I don't have a road. Meet me in Vancouver. I don't have a roadmap for you to get here. Well, it could take forever for you to get here. But yeah, if you have a roadmap, I tell you, this is the road you're going to take, and this is the exit you're going to take. And you're going to know how long it's going to take to get there. You're going to know what you need. You're going to know the gas that's going to cost you, the food that you're going to have to take to get you to your destination. And it's no different when you're trying to get somewhere in life and achieve human excellence. You've got to have these little signposts along the way, and these little markers that help direct you to where you want to go and your final destination.
Absolutely. We have someone on the line. I'm going to see if you have a question for Ra. Hello? Okay, I can't hear that person, so back to you, Ra. The keys to human excellence. Those were truly, truly wonderful. I really appreciate that. We only have about 6 minutes left to go, so I'm wondering if you can recommend some resources for those just wanting to achieve greater success in life today.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can go to my website, www.razchan.com. I have a series of articles that I've written the last few years on achieving human excellence, either health or productivity and personal development. You can also get a copy of my book on Amazon.com, The Human Excellence Project. The other resources I would highly recommend is from Brian Tracy as well. He's a very good resource. And there's also a book on for a lot of people. I know for myself, I had a hard time asking for help, and I had a hard time because I love to give to people, and I love to help them out. And there's always a segment when people like to give, they always get the short end of the stick as well, right? So you have to know how to be able to give, but also give successfully as well, without being the person that's always stepped on. And an excellent book for that is a book called Give and Take by Adam Grant, and he's a professor at a university in I think New York, and he talks about the three types of people you meet in business, which are the takers, the givers, and the matchers. And the book teaches people who come from a giving nature on how to give, but also get something back in return as well, and get something for, I guess, all the time, say, to give to other people. And that's an excellent, excellent book. I highly recommend it.
Thank you. May I add one to the mix? One of my favorites. It's called E-Squared by Pam Grout. It's an excellent book because it not only helps you to achieve greater success in life, but it gives you challenges in every chapter. It's She says things like, I want you to say to the field of possibilities, she calls it the FP, give it 72 hours to prove that it exists and stuff like that. To prove that you exist, I want you to show me such and such a thing within the next 72 hours. Prove that you exist. And then it proves it.
It's an amazing book.
I highly recommend that people get it. I have it both in audio and physical and digital form, that book. And I've used it to manifest a lot of wonderful things in my life. So if wanting to achieve greater success in life today, all these recommendations are excellent for that. And I might add, I want to add one little thing here, Raj, which is just wanting to achieve greater success in life is not enough. You have to be willing to take action. A lot of people sit on the couch and go, I want to achieve greater success in life. You know, but I want it to happen without me getting up off this couch or doing anything. I want it to just fall in my lap, and that's not going to happen. A lot of people will buy those recommended resources you just mentioned and never crack it open. So I'm just saying you need to take action. It's important to do that or you won't achieve that greater success in life. So do you have any final comments for our listeners?
Yeah, for the part that you spoke about taking action, and that is great. And we hear that in all the personal development books, every seminar you go to. And I found that the most helpful in terms of what I've seen from my clients is to going back to that surrounding yourself with other like-minded people, because when you're around that group of people and you have what they call a mastermind group, you feed off each other's energy. And what you're going to learn from Adam Grant's book, Give and Take, is the givers actually make up the most successful people, group of people in the world eventually.
Yes.
Why?
Yes.
Because when you surround yourself with all the givers, they're all helping each other to reach a common goal, which is success. And if you have some people that are in a group that are not aligned with that, if you want success and 10 people, 10 of the friends that you hang out with are not going anywhere, then it's pretty tough because they're dragging you down at the same time. But if you have 10 other people who are going to the destination you want to go, then now you got something, right? It's no different than when I'm training and I'm training. I don't train with the worst guys. If I'm trying to win a championship, I train the best team I can possibly find, the most positive team who are going to help me take me there. Right?
Okay. Thank you very, very much, Ron, for an inspirational and educational interview. I really appreciate it. And my thanks to all of you for joining us today for the Find Yourself, Live Your Dreams, and Be Happy show. Join us again on the second Saturday at 2 p.m. And until then, let me leave you with these final thoughts from one of my favorite people. Bruce Lee said, I fear not the man who has practiced 10,000 kicks once, but I fear the man who has practiced one kick 10,000 times. He also said that to me, the extraordinary aspect of martial arts lies in its simplicity. The easy way is also the right way, and martial arts is nothing at all special. The closer to the true way of martial arts, the less wastage of expression there is. Thank you for joining us, everyone, and have a great rest of the day.